A reading from the book of Exodus. The Lord said to Moses, "Go down at once to your people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt, for they have become depraved. They have soon turned aside from the way I pointed to them, making for themselves a molten calf and worshipping it, sacrificing to it, and crying out, 'This is your God, O Israel, who brought you out of the land of Egypt.'" The Lord said to Moses, "I see how stiff-necked this people is. Let me alone then, that my wrath may blaze up against them to consume them, and I will make of you a great nation." But Moses implored the Lord his God, saying, "Why, O Lord, should your wrath blaze up against your own people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt, with such great power and so strong a hand? Why should the Egyptians say, 'With evil intent he brought them out, that he might kill them in the mountains and exterminate them from the face of the earth'? Let your blazing wrath die down. Relent in punishing your people. Remember your servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and how you swore to them by your own self, saying, 'I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and all this land that I promised I will give your descendants as a perpetual inheritance.'" So the Lord relented in his punishment that he had threatened to inflict upon the people. The word of the Lord. This week, we have seen the wrath of retribution. We have seen violence over the whole world. We have seen wrath as one group burns the Quran, the sacred book of Islam, and another group kills people in Afghanistan to get even. The readings might say, "Beware of stiff-necked people. They're not as relenting and loving as our God." It's easy to point the finger and to point it that far away, to claim we know the best way. I'm sure we've all taken our turns at being a stiff-necked people. So many instances in the news, and even in our church, have had such adversarial positions that leave little room for meeting or understanding. Little room for mercy to the poor, those in need, or those who just see things differently. Are we about understanding or our way? When we're like this, we're like the reading from Exodus. And God says to Moses, "Look down, they worship a golden calf. And they're saying it's me. That's the golden calf is the God of Israel. They offer it sacrifice for my sake. I'd like to fry them with the sacrifice. Why don't they get it? Let me forget them. I'll make you great." But what does Moses do and bid us to do? He remembers the power and the mercy of God that brought the people out of darkness, out of Egypt, out of slavery. That God is the God of all the living. Moses remembers it's not about him, it's about the common good. Moses remembers the covenant made with God and a people long ago. He recalls its promise and believes in God's promise of fulfillment. Stern punishment was not the way. Getting revenge is not the way to show love and the mercy of God. Moses knew it, God knew it. And so the people would again come to know it. What have we learned? What is the covenant God has made with us in baptism? How can we learn to live the generosity of God beyond the rules and regulations? They're important guides. But when do we have to let go of being right to be more godlike and loving to know the truth of our God. We have more than most. Even in these dark times, who are the people that suffer for our righteousness? For sometimes we're not unlike the scribes and Pharisees in the gospel. Today, we are called to open ourselves to God who is generous beyond our knowing, the God whose first priority is the poor and voiceless. God will see to justice. But Jesus calls us beyond to have hope and mercy. Today, can we open ourselves to even one more person or truth, even when it is discomforting? God relented in love. Can we?